And today we have Toby Badenhorst, who is the head of group sponsorship and cause marketing at Nedbank. Tell us more about the fan and team incentives. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning to you, Tanaka, and all of your listeners.
Thank you so much for making time to chat to us, Toby. We need to talk about the Nedbank Cup. I mean, yesterday we spoke to Amanda. She really gave us a footballer's perspective with regards to what it means to make semi-final football and, you know, and ultimately get into the finals and that whole occasion. With you, obviously, we want to discuss the fans' perspective. We know that Nedbank, so often the time when this tournament has taken place as routinely as it has, there's always been something for the fans. This year has been very different because of COVID-19 and all the regulations around that. But I'm sure there are still efforts that are being made to ensure that the fans can experience the Nedbank Cup semifinals and ultimately the final in a very unique way. Tell us what you guys are doing.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for this opportunity. I mean, we've got some really exciting fixtures up over the next 3 days. You know, tonight we've got, obviously Mamelodi Sundowns playing against the Orlando Pirates. And that is just a mouth-watering prospect. So then, of course, the winner will progress to the semi-final. So the first semi-final is on Saturday between Victoria Kellys up against Chipper United at the Lucas Medipi Stadium. And then on Sunday, the winner of the Sundowns Pirates game will play against the Tacoma FC. So really exciting fixtures, and as you know, obviously with COVID-19 taking place, you know, no spectators are allowed in the stadium, so we've had to come up with innovative ways in how we leverage our sponsorship. So last year, and it's a continuation of the campaign, we've introduced a campaign called Hashtag Play A Part. It's essentially a movement which sought to bring the country back together in celebrating the return of sports and continued fight against COVID-19. The aim is to encourage South Africans to once again unite through the power of sports by watching football responsibly at home and to hashtag play your part for your friends, family, loved ones and all of South Africa. So as a result, we've introduced a concept called Fan Mode. It is an interactive platform which allows fans to get behind their team while watching games safely from home. This tech solution allows fans to show their support for teams, players by sharing their real-time sentiment and energy directly to the big screens at the stadium and social media platforms via the Nedbank Cup website and their smartphones. So through this platform, fans are able to share their experiences and live reactions, so either cheering or applauding or celebrating the goals during the Nedbank Cup semi-finals. Fans will also be able to see their reactions on TV during the match, and to sign up, fans can visit the Nedbank Cup website or follow us on at Nedbank Sports on social media for more information.
Oh, that sounds phenomenal. I mean, it's at least to some extent, it's not in the traditional way, but, you know, we could still be a part. And I know what it means to some to have their faces seen as their favorite squad is playing and really have their support shown on the big screens. It's obviously been a difficult season and difficult competition as a whole. How, if at all, has COVID-19 kind of made you have to rejig some of the things that were working already, and have there been some things that you've had to forego entirely?
Look, I mean, yeah, if anything, you know, with COVID-19, it's just, sort of pushing us to think of different means and ways, you know, in order to extract value from the sponsorship and at the same time give value back to the fans, you know. So I think all of us would like to see full stadiums, you know, at some stage, but of course we've got to respect the current legislation and, at what stage we are with the anticipated third wave of COVID-19. So with that being said, you know, it's not just on football, but across all of our sponsored properties, we've had to come up with new innovations. And, you know, maybe if that wasn't for COVID, we wouldn't have implemented some of these measures. So it's a great way for us to interact and engage with the spectators at home and also to afford them an opportunity to essentially, translate their support for their favorite team through these digital platforms. But there's lots up for grabs. We're currently celebrating the 14th year of our Nedbank Cup sponsorship, you know, which of course kicked off back in 2008. We started the season with 16 PSL clubs, 16 NFD teams, which in itself was a first for the Nedbank Cup, given that, of course, unfortunately, we didn't have any teams from the SAFA divisions due to, the restrictions that we imposed on amateur football. But ultimately, the winning team will have an opportunity to win and walk away with a cool 7 million rand and the right to represent South Africa at the CAF Confederations Cup. The Nedbank Cup, the total prize purse is sitting at 20.3 million rand, which makes it the most lucrative domestic cup competition on the African continent.
Shoo! 7 million, hey, a piece of, you said 21 million?
Yeah, so 20.3 million. 20.3 million. Total prize purse for all of the teams. But the winner alone will walk away with a cool 7 million rand.
I don't think anybody needs more incentive than 7 million rand to play really well, or at least try and win something. I think that's absolutely phenomenal. And congratulations on the 14-year anniversary. The Nedbank Cup has become a real fulcrum in South African football for not only the fact that it always creates massive stories, you know, underdog stories, and we absolutely love to see it, but also for the fact that it's created a platform for so many, you know, so many rising stars have been given an opportunity by this particular competition. Maybe I also want to know from you with regards to, and this is a question we've received as well in our live chat on the Vision View Sports Radio app, with regards to, is there monetary prizes for fans that's available?
So we are, through, like I said, you know, through the hashtag PlayerPod campaign, and I want to encourage all of your listeners, if they, you know, want to interact and engage with us, to please follow our @NedbankSport account on Twitter and Facebook in particular. What we are doing currently is we are launching a competition which is up and running at the moment, where we are giving away 4 in-home viewing experiences for the final. So it's a really cool hamper and prize. So what we're going to do, if you're one of the lucky 4 recipients, we're going to come to your house and kit it out as if it is just, you know, the biggest and best place to be, you know, with all sorts of memorabilia and branding and kit it out. I mean, currently in talks with Supersport to potentially also do, and both broadcasters, in fact, to do live crossings during the final. Oh, but wow. The final is only scheduled for the 8th of May, which is Saturday, the 8th of May. There will be an announcement on the final venue come this weekend as well. So, you know, that's something for the fans to look out to as to where the Nedbank Cup final is going to be played this year. But that's a really cool prize. I mean, you know, for you and your friends or family, you know, of course, within a safe environment at your home, that you'll be able to support your favorite team. So we've got some great hampers and giveaways at the moment for all of the fans up for grabs, you know, through our Nedbank Sport social media accounts.
Toby, I tell you what, I want that for myself. Jeez, that sounds phenomenal. I'm not sure if I can enter, or does this count as insider trading? I'm not sure if I could jump on and kind of do my thing. But now, listen, Toby, thank you so much for coming on the phone line. Really do appreciate it. And again, we salute Nedbank for all the good work that they've been doing with football and development in this country.
Thank you for this opportunity. And, you know, just want to shout out to all of the spectators and the Nedbank Cup fans out there, and to rally behind this cause. And like I said, you know, hopefully in the future we can see them all back at the stadium again.
Brilliant. Toby, thank you so much for your time. Good day for it.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers. That's Toby Barton, host there with us on the phone line. He's the Nedbank head of group sponsorship, and cause marketing. Just talking to us about some of the incentives for fans and teams alike. And I tell you what, though, geez, that in-home viewing experience sounds really dope, man. Why not just actually have the whole analyst team, panel team, come to the house, my house, and just do it from there? All right, that'll be really dope. Just crossing live, Carol and all of them come and do it from my bedroom. Just come and cross live. I think that'll be really dope. I love everything that Nedbank is doing, and I really do love everything that they're incentivizing for. And I also, you know, I have to appreciate how innovative companies and brands have gotten around this COVID-19 time. It was a time that no one was prepared for. So for there to be all these activations and all this is how we're getting fans involved, kind of all-inclusive thoughts, you have to salute and applaud them for the good work in which they're doing.